Happy Saturday, friends and neighbors. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com coming to you with the good news with some of the lighter stories you might have missed from our community over the past few days. Today is Watermelon Day at the Columbus County Farmers Market. From 8 until 1 p.m., there will be watermelons and lots of other produce. There will be around 35 vendors to shop from out there today, plus some free samples of watermelons and some good local watermelons to take home for free of your own. The market is open every Saturday from 8 until 1 at 132 Government Complex Drive in Wyville. The first responder basketball tournament that was set for today, sponsored by the Sheriff's Office, well, that has been canceled. The Sheriff's Office has requested that anyone who is planning to attend the event please make a donation to the Families First organization. Speaking of Families First, if you've got a hidden talent somewhere that you need to get out there in front of folks and you're looking for a good cause, well, Families First is going to be having its rather unusual talent contest again. Contact my buddy Lucy Bird down there at the Families First organization, and she'll let you know how you can help out. Just follow them on Facebook for more information. The Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw has got some new wheels. They've got a generous donation last week from the Massey Hill Lions Club. Scott Stevenson gifted a box truck from his business, DNS Express Delivery Logistics. It can be used on campus, and it will be able to be used to pick up larger donations for the home. So thank you very much, Massey Hill and Mr. Stevenson. The Carolyn High Memorial Library wants you to give the gift of life on Wednesday from 10 until 3. They will be sponsoring a blood drive with the Red Cross. Walk-ins are welcome. You can also sign up for an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org. The library is located at 407 North J.K. Powell Boulevard in Whitehall. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Wineville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Wineville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market. Madison Street, downtown Wineville.
This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com. We bring you the local news you need and want at no cost to you. Public safety, government news, stories about folks you know, commentary, investigative stories, little kids with big fish. At ColumbusCountyNews.com, we have you covered. Go to our website and sign up for our new daily email newsletter, too. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with the good news from our county. The Columbus County Animal Protective Services will be bringing the community and animals at the shelter together for Paul's Music and Moonlight on September, July 19th. Starts at 7 p.m. There'll be music, local vendors, food, and plenty of furry friends up for adoption. If you would like to help decorate or donate decorations, if you'd like to be a vendor, or if you're interested in playing music that evening, contact APS by calling 910-641-3945. You can also send a message to animal.services@columbussheriff.com. Fair Bluff is going to be a busy place this month. They hosted their Red, White, and Blue Party for Independence Day weekend, but the fun doesn't stop there. On July 22nd at 6 p.m., the town will host an arts and crafts workshop at Secondhand Smiles and Delightful Doodads. The cost is $25 per person. Sign-ups will be going on through the 18th. Now, if you're interested in attending, contact Kathy Ashley at 910-840-4091. The store can be found at 981 Main Street. Now, the town's Watermelon Festival is coming up on Saturday, July 26th. Everything begins at 7 o'clock with the Watermelon Contest registration and vendor set up. Alyssa Strickland will present the national anthem at 8:55, and there will be events going on all day long. The big parade is set for 12:30. For the full list of events, see this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. If you're up for a little outdoor movie, the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences at Whitefield is going to be showing Mufasa, The Lion King, on July 25th. That's the next installment of Movies on Madison. The lawn will open at 7:30 p.m. so folks can learn about amazing animals who prowl at night. And the movie will be shown around 8 p.m. This is a family-friendly event, so no pets, coolers, alcohol, or smoking will be permitted. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The Museum of Natural Sciences is located at 208 South Thompson Street in Whiteville. School is out for the summer, but it's not quite out forever. That's because the Columbus County Health Department will be hosting a feel-good event to help students get back in the swing of things. On August 8th, the school will hold their back-to-school celebration from 1 to 4. There'll be games, prizes, school supplies, and health information for the whole family. And the health department can be found at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Speaking of school, ICCC will host a backpack drive August 2nd from 10 until 6 p.m. at Nolan Park in Whiteville. There'll be free food and drinks, DJ C Nice, and more. Call 910-770-8633 for more information. Be sure to check out the Good News tab throughout the week because we're always changing things up and adding a little bit more. And we'd love to add all of your wonderful events to the Good News as well. Church meetings, birthday parties, anniversaries, Good Samaritans, little kids with big fish, people doing something nice for their neighbors, fundraisers, flea markets, you name it. If it makes you smile, there's room for it on the Good News. We love to hear about all the great things happening around you. Email your submissions to thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or Crystal Faircloth at columbuscountynews.com. You can call us at 914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.